السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا رسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قرآن کریم میں متین کا لفظ
حضور says that in the holy Quran the word متین has been mentioned in three verses in three different chapters of the holy Quran, once in Surah Al-Araf, then in Surah Zariyat, and then in Surah Al-Qalam. And in every place Allah Almighty has used this word Al-Mateen as one of his attributes, regarding these disbelievers and the idolaters, their bad end has been mentioned, and Allah Almighty has given a warning with reference to this attribute of Al-Mateen, the one who has got all the power. And with reference to the context of these verses where this thing has been mentioned by Allah Almighty, before I mention something about that, I would like to give you the dictionary meaning of the word Mateen. One is the general use of this word, and the second is its use regarding Allah Almighty. The word is used in reference to Allah Almighty, with reference to Allah Almighty. And in both cases, what are the meanings? Meaning is one, but the one which is related to Allah Almighty, that would be in a vast meaning. Matana, the meaning of that is the one who has got a strong back. The one who has got a strong back, that is known as Mateen, who has got a firm back. According to some dictionaries, it is described in this way, that those muscles of back which are along with the spine, it refers to that. And also the meaning is very firm and very strong, sturdy. And in Lisanul Arab, the various meanings which are mentioned, Rajulun Matnun, and that is regarding that a person who is powerful, who is strong, and his back is very firm and full of strength. According to the attribute of Allah Almighty, in Lisanul Arab, the meaning of this is written that Zul Quwwat al-Mateen, that the one who has got the power and strong having strength, and according to the attribute of Allah Almighty, this is in the meaning of Al-Kawi. Ibn Basir says that it refers to that being who is so strong and so powerful that it does not confront any difficulty in discharging his duties or in the actions that he wants to do. Al-Matan means the firmness and vigor and strength. And anything becomes kavi at a point when he reaches to the highest point of one's ability. And so in that case, the being of Allah Almighty is full of power, having full strength. And similarly, kavi is also in the meaning of strong and full of power. So therefore, it is Allah Almighty, it is His being, who because of excellence in power and strength, he is the, and because of his firm action and planning, and against those people who are opposing his beloveds, the prophets of Allah, and it goes to that strength where even the imagination of the opponents cannot reach, so that they may be able to think of any plan of defending that or opposing that. They are unable to take any step against that. The only answer is that when the grip of Allah Almighty, which is coming, the only thing that possibly they can do is that they should repent before the grip comes. And one should seek forgiveness of one's sins before that. And similarly, the prophets themselves, even they do not know precisely as to in what way or in what sort of punishment is going to be given to these opponents, except in that case that sometime Allah Almighty Himself discloses the nature of that punishment, as it happened in the case of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when in the Battle of Badr, regarding the end of some leaders of the Meccans, he was told what is going to be there. And he was also told that their dead bodies would fall in such and such places. So these verses which I have mentioned, now I am going to explain something, that how Allah Almighty has taken this point of the end of the opponents in His own hand, and what advice He has given to the people. In Surah Al-Araf, 143, the verse, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ. And those people who have rejected our signs, we will take hold of them in such a way gradually which they do not know, and I give them respite, and certainly My planning is very powerful and very full of vigor. In Surah Al-Qalam, Allah Almighty says, وَزَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ. So, and you leave me and the one who denies the message of Allah, you leave us alone. We will catch hold of them gradually in a way that they would not be able to perceive that, and I give them respite and relaxation, and certainly My plan and My way of catching hold of this people is very powerful. Those people who deny the signs of Allah Almighty, those in Mecca, those people who made it difficult for the Holy Prophet and his companions to live in Mecca, they did not know that the punishment of this excess that they are making, how they are going to get the punishment of that. The first manifestation was shown in the Battle of Badr. Both these chapters, they were revealed in Mecca. Regarding Surah Al-Qalam, it is said that this is among the first three or four chapters, and according to some, this is the verse revealed after Surah Al-Alaq. Similarly, the chapter Zariyat, in which the same wording is mentioned, Allah Almighty mentions about His being Zul Quwwat Al Mateen, He is most powerful. So that is also revealed in Mecca. Anyway, Huzur says, that very deplorable condition of the Muslims in Mecca, that is a part of Islamic history, is a very tragic part of the Islamic history. But at that time, Allah Almighty, He was giving this consolation to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am Mateen, I am full of power, and my grip is very strong. And I have got such firm and powerful grip that no, it is impossible for these enemies of Islam to wriggle out of that or to escape that. And then in the Battle of Badr, how Allah Almighty encircled these people and broke their arrogance and pride. The world cannot present any parallel example of that.
Allah Ta'ala ne in dono suraton ki ayat mein is baat ko bayan farmaya hai.
Allah Almighty, in the verses of both these chapters, He has mentioned this point, that those people, those who deny our signs, we are going to catch hold of them in such a way which would be beyond their imagination. They would be surprised, taken aback, that what's being happening to us. So Allah Almighty said that, O Prophet, these people who are denying you, don't get worried about their rejection. O Prophet, because of this denial of the truth, these injustices and aggressions which are being committed against you and your followers, you leave all these things to me and never think that they are going to be successful in their attempts. Or because of these aggressions or cruelties, they are going to take your believers away from you. No, never. They would never be able to do like that. I, who has got all the power, who is omnipotent, who has got the one who plans very firmly and very solidly, I am going to show them their end and their fate in such a way that they would become a source of getting lesson for other people. And if I am going them some relaxation and respite, then this is because of that some of them might be able to reform, and they may abstain from their satanic attempts which are making. It doesn't mean that, God forbid, that Allah Almighty is showing some weakness. Not at all. But Allah Almighty has got everything in His power. And the life of each and every person, each and everything, actually is entirely in the hand of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, whenever He likes, He can catch hold of these people. He can capture these people. So Allah Almighty is not in any haste. Whenever He likes, He would, because of these cruel people, because of their cruelties, they would be crushed into pieces. If they don't desist, then the grinding mill of Allah Almighty will move so fast that will pulverize them, and they would be reduced to ashes. And this was the consolation which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was being persecuted in Mecca. Allah Almighty says that limitless wisdom of Allah Almighty, whenever it considers appropriate, these people of bad character, they would meet their end, bad end. And when the decree of Allah Almighty decides that what is going to be the fate of the enemies, then as it is quite clear from the word Mateen, and it has been mentioned before, that Allah Almighty the enemies of his beloved people, these people are taken into the firm grip of Allah Almighty. And there was none who was more beloved than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the most beloved person in the sight of Allah. Allah Almighty, as I said earlier on, there was no one more beloved than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the battle of Badr, he decided to help this beloved of him and to take to catch hold of these cruel people and to punish them. That manifestation was given. Utbah and other Shaybah and other leaders who were always persecuting Muslims and considering them to be most powerful, and because of their grandeur and because of their power and grip, they used to consider them very, very powerful. They were soaked in blood on that day. Abu Jahl, who was in his arrogance and in his pride of his great power, who has left everyone behind in his pride and arrogance, he considered himself to be the Pharaoh of his time. And how Allah Almighty took revenge from him, and how he met his bad end, that his killing was done by two young Ansari boys. And at the last minute he said, I wish that I should not have been killed with the hand of a peasant. Because the people in Medina, they were agriculturists, and the Meccans and the non-believers in Mecca, they used to consider these people and look down upon them. So Allah Almighty took this revenge, that not only from those peasants, but also rather from their children, the revenge was taken and he was killed. And there were some other leaders of Meccans, they were imprisoned, captured and taken captive. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he decided about the 24 leaders of Meccas, and when they were killed, and he instructed that they should be buried all together, and when they were buried, or they were being in that process, so he came to very close to that pit in which these 24 dead bodies of the non-believers were buried together. So then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, addressing those dead people, hal wajadtum ma wada rabbukum haqqa
ma wadani allah
haqqa fa inni wajadtu ma wadani allah haqqa hal wajadtum ma wadakum allah haqqa fa inni wajadtu ma wadani allah haqqa. The meaning of that is that, have you found that promise to be true which Allah Almighty gave to you through me? And certainly I have found that promise absolutely true which Allah Almighty gave to me. And also he addressed said something else as well. Hazrat Umar said at that time that he said that these are dead people. Why are you addressing these people? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, you don't understand. These are dead. But the place where they have reached, they are listening to what I am saying. So whatever Allah told his beloved Prophet, that this matter now should be left into my hand, in my hand, I will see to them. So then, with very small equipment of war, they had to confront a very trained and experienced army which had all the provisions of war and the equipment of war, and they were defeated in such a way that with worldly plans and equipment, this sort of defeat could not have been possible. And not only that much, but until the day of the victory of Mecca and afterwards, Allah Almighty showed these spectacles and examples of the grip of Allah Almighty. Whether some king tried to capture the Holy Prophet and then he was killed through his own son. And the decree of Allah did not stop there. After his death, not much time had lapsed by that that empire also came under his control, the control of the Muslims. The king of Persia, he gave on the back of the Asim bin Umar, just to indicate to make them feel disgraced. But Allah Almighty made it a symbol of the victory of Iran. So these are the indications of Allah Almighty being almighty and all powerful. And this is how he captures the enemies. When the time comes, then weaker people are made dominant upon the powerful one. Now going to the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once again we see that the time was given for the enemies to understand this thing, so that they may be able to understand at the time when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was migrating. At that time there were certain occasions that if they had not shown their attitude like Pharaoh, then this occasion of Badr would not have come. And there were three such occasions. As I said, if these people had the wisdom to ponder and they had some goodness in their nature, then that would have compelled them to think over this point, that there is a power which is always along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this power can protect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this power can also take us into his grip. The first one was that despite these people who were standing at guard, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and a sort of curtain was put on their eyes. That was the time when they should have thought that there is something protecting him. And secondly, in the cave, along with Hazrat Abu Bakr, when he was sitting there, and the trackers took the Meccans up to the cave of the cave entrance of the cave, and the footprints also indicated, but because of the web of the spider, they did not pay any attention to that one. The tracker said that either these people are in the cave or they have gone up, ascended to the heaven. Still, they did not find. That was also a time where they could have reflected on this one, because these bad-natured people, they were destined to reach their bad end. That is why nobody thought over it. And then during the journey, there were efforts to catch hold of him, and all of them, they were frustrated. And finally, as we know, Allah Almighty enabled him to reach Mecca, Medina, safe and sound. And after that, and from time to time, in the treatment which was given to the was given to them, that I have already mentioned earlier on, that from Badr up to the victory of Mecca, how Allah Almighty protected the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was grip on the enemies. Allah Almighty says in one place in the Holy Quran, he mentions
وَلَا يَعْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ
وَلَا يَعْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِسْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And they should never ever consider those who have disbelieved that the respite that we are giving to them, it is good for them. We are giving them respite only so that they may increase in their sins all the more. And for them, there is a disgracing punishment. So, where Allah Almighty sometime gives the relaxation that those people who are pious nature, they should understand and they should recognize the truth and they should be well protected from the wrath and the punishment of Allah. And while on the other side, this relaxation and this respite given to them, it increases them in further sins, in sins further, more and more. They get into the sins, committing sins again, more and again. And by rejecting the one who has been sent by God, they become all the more sinner and increase their sins. And then, these people, and then they come into the grip of that who is almighty and most powerful. And they are then put into that punishment, and punishment which is utmost disgracing, which disgraces them. And for them, there is no way of repentance then open. And then they go into that mill of grinding which turns them into smaller and smaller pieces and particles. Allah Almighty has mentioned the example of Pharaoh, and He has mentioned that as Pharaoh was given respite, then he was caught. Similarly, the enemies of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that I am going to catch hold of these people, and actually he caught them. Allah Almighty has got His own ways of capturing the enemies. The period of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a very magnificent period, and it was a period of fighting when the enemies of Islam, they imposed these wars upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of that, Allah Almighty also caught hold of the enemies in the same way. And Allah Almighty He disgraced the people, enemies, in the same way, in the same method which they were using against the Muslims. And He demonstrated the strength of His grip. Today, this Sifat-e-Mateen, this attribute of Mateen is in action today, as it was before. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ مِنَّا كَيْدِ مَتِينَ, that Allah Almighty gives respite, and Allah Almighty is full of power. He is showing these manifestations today, and He will show it in future as well, inshallah. But in the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, as I said, that in every time Allah Almighty has His own way of capturing these people. Rather, the founder of Islam, whatever cruel allegations they were put upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and making a mockery of him, and they are going to be captured in such a way that we cannot even imagine. Allah knows how He has to capture these people. And Allah Almighty, during the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, He did capture these people, and they became the victim of the punishment of Allah Almighty, and the whole world was witness to that. For this purpose, the principle which Allah Almighty has told us through the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that My grip is bound to come, what you have to do, this is not going to be through jihad. It is through the ways Allah Almighty chooses. But the method that has to be chosen, your part in that should be that you should be using the weapon of prayer. And this is the weapon of prayer which we have seen, that this weapon of prayer, after giving respite for some time to Pandit Lekhram, he also met his end, and also to Abdullah Atham, and also to Doi, he also met his fate, and also other enemies, they also met their end in the same way. So today, those people who are about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are making jokes and mocking at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are not safe from the grip of Allah Almighty. Whether they are related to some religion or they do not relate, they are not related to any religion. The Holy Quran, which apart from the incidents of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the examples and the incidents of other prophets, that whenever those opponents, they tortured the prophets, then after some time Allah Almighty he turned back the attempts of the enemies upon them, and he favored his own prophets and protected them. So the human imagination cannot reach to that point where Allah Almighty to that point where Allah Almighty has decided about punishing these enemies of the prophets. Similarly, the enemies of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, some people, they died and became a lesson for other people. Some people were given respite. And also, by showing them the successes of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they were burning in their own fire of jealousy. So this decision is Allah Almighty has kept it to himself, that how a certain person is going to be captured. Allah Almighty revealed this to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, makaru wa makarallah wallahu khairul makirin summa yataqazza, that they planned and Allah also planned, and Allah Almighty is the best of the planners, and then he would pounce upon those people who are planning against the, and those people who are planning, Allah Almighty will jump upon those people. If we further look at that into deeply, that it means that Allah Almighty will jump upon them in order to annihilate them completely. And when Allah Almighty plans, then sometime his life is taken and sometime they are disgraced, and he is made utmost without any honor and grace in this life. So Allah's decree is going to play its role, but we should always remember that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the most beloved of Allah Almighty and who was sent with the perfect and complete Sharia, Allah Almighty has sent him. And if the prophecies of any prophet has been fulfilled to the maximum, that is the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty has told him, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْهَرْ, that you worship your Allah extensively and also set up the standards of sacrifices. This instruction is for the members of his ummah. And these worship and the high standards of sacrifices, these standards are the such things which are going to attract the blessings of Allah Almighty more than ever before. And also the high standard that is very much needed at this time. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was he enabled the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to set up high standards of worship and sacrifices which is beyond human imagination. But he has actually set up a noble model for us, an example for us. And after achieving to that high standard, Allah Almighty fulfilled his promise. And those people who were previously criticizing and alleging him, that there is no one who is going to be from his progeny, then Allah Almighty is responding to them that these people are actually without any progeny and they are going to remain like that. And just see what is going to happen to them in these future, and how they are going to be disgraced. And then the whole world saw that those sons which they considered their progeny, a time came, then the same children, they, according to the prophecy of the Allah Almighty, they, instead of attributing themselves to those their fathers, they were taking more pride in attributing themselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know after the victory of Islam, the leaders of the Quraysh, their progeny, all of them, they came at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to take pride. The Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, he became when he became Muslim, then he sacrificed his whole life for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for his religion, and he was always ready for that. Walid, he was a great enemy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His son Hadrat Khalid, he showed such example of sacrifice for Islam, which are very exemplary. And there was some person with the name of Asi, and his son Amr bin As, he offered great services, and he was a great leader and a leader of Islam. So it is Allah Almighty who is most powerful, and he is the one who is the best of all the planners, best of all the planners. He exalts the glory and the position of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more, and the enemy, it was going down into disgrace and humiliation, and their progeny was also such that they came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the revelation. This revelation was also given to the Holy Promised Messiah, Inna shanaya kahu alabtar, and the whole world saw that how the enemies, they were humiliated, and this is being done even today. We have seen these examples with our own eyes. Is not the proof of the fact that Allah Almighty is Almighty? Is this not the proof that the promises which Allah Almighty gave to the promise Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they are going to be fulfilled? And the Ahmadis should ponder over it, and they should think over it, and they should also try to make their lives so that they should pay attention to the prayer, so that they may be able to see the witness of these prophecies. Allah Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, who can tell you about the end except Allah Almighty? Who knows about all these things except the one Allah Almighty? The enemies think that this person should die with disgrace, and the jealous people, they say that something should happen and nothing should be left of this. But all these people are blind, and the time is very near when these bad thinking and bad intentions are going to fall upon them. There is no doubt that the false man dies very quickly, and the one who says from Allah Almighty, and the one who says that Allah Almighty has spoken to me, while he is not from Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty has not bestowed the honor of his word to him, he dies a very ignoble death, and his end is always very bad, and that becomes a source of learning lesson for other people. But those who are from Allah, they come to life after their death, because the hand of Allah is always upon them, because the spirit of truth is them. If they are crushed in trials and tribulations, and if they are turned into the dust, and from every type, from every direction, the direction is there, and the whole world is planning against them, but still they do not die, and they do not destroyed, because of that blessed link which they have with Allah the Almighty. Allah Almighty gives them all the difficulties, but not for this purpose that they should be destroyed, so that they should be progressing in the victory and their progress. And this is the rule for all those noble people, that first of all there are trials. Look at this this earth. When the the farmer, he cultivates this land, and he pierces into this ground for many, many months. And similarly, sometime the beloved people of Allah, they are thrown into the dust like that. Allah Almighty throws His special people into the dust, and people walk upon them, and they are trampled upon by the people. And from every direction their disgrace is shown. But then after a few days, then those seeds, they come out, they sprout in the form of a green tree, and with great glory they come up, and people are surprised to see that. This is actually the tradition of Allah Almighty with His beloved people, that they are put into the situation of trials, great difficulties they confront. But it is not to make them drown, but the purpose is that so those people may be able to get those pearls which are given by Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty puts them into difficulty not to destroy them, but the pious people they face these trials so that they should go underneath those, and those people who are swimming in the river of unity of Allah Almighty, they should be able to get those pearls which are hidden underneath. And those people are put into fire, not for this purpose that they should be burned to ashes, but for this purpose that the manifestation of divine power should be made, should be seen for people. People laugh at them, they make a joke of them, they are distressed and tortured and persecuted, and various obnoxious words are used about them. Bad intention is against them. And many people think really that they are not the true people. And this is exactly what is being alleged, that if you are true, then why these tortures and difficulties, and why these Muslims are all against you? This is what is being said today. So according to the thinking of many people, they are considered to be liars. And those people who give them the tortures, they think that this is some act of good reward. For some time it continues like that. And if these the righteous people feel a bit difficulty and worry because of that, then Allah Almighty gives them the consolation that you have, be patient as the previous people were patient. I am with you, and I see, and I am with you, and I see. And finally a time come when the time of the appointed decree comes, and then the glory of Allah, the honor of Allah Almighty comes into commotion, and with one manifestation all the enemies, they are completely annihilated. In one go they are reduced into pieces. So first is the turn of the enemies. First time the enemies become happy, but ultimately, finally, when the decree comes, then this is a place for rejoicing of the true believers. And this is what Allah Almighty has mentioned, that people will mock at you, they will laugh at you, they will torture you, give you all the harms, but finally the help of Allah Almighty is going to be with you, and the enemies will be frustrated, they would be humiliated. And further on he says, regarding his vision, he mentions that there is an angel who appeared in front of me, that he says that the people are leaving you alone. And then I asked him that, where have you come from? He said that people are going back, turning back. I asked the angel, where have you come from? And then he replied, Jaitu min Hadrat al-Witr, that I have come from that Allah who is absolutely one. Then I took him to one side, and I told him that people are turning back, but are you also turning back? But he said, no, we are with you. Then after that I came back from this state of vision. So all these things are just temporary, just for a while this situation is there. This is not the end. These things which are happening, these are just limited to time and temporary sort of things. But the final end, which has been decided by Allah Almighty, is, and which has been made clear regarding the repeated revelations and the visions, and they are now becoming like as apparent as sun. And Allah Almighty has disclosed to me that I am going to give you the victory at the end, and you will be absolved from all types of allegations. You will get the victory and dominance, and your community is going to be dominant upon your opponents till the end of the days. And with mighty manifestations, I will show the truth of your community. Your truth will be shown. And these revelations are not written for this purpose, that people should accept them right now. But they have been written in this way, because for everything there is a time. So when then the time of the fulfillment of these revelations will come, then this writing of mine at this time will become a great source of strength and firm faith for those people who are the true believers. Wassalamu ala man ittaba al huda. Allah Almighty enable us to with prayers and steadfastness and sacrifices firmly establish us in faith and show us the manifestations of the strength of the Ahmadiyyat. And along with that, I would also like to say one thing by way of prayer, that for the solidarity and the safety of Pakistan, pray very much. Allah Almighty may protect this country because of Ahmadi, because the Ahmadis have played a role in the creation of Pakistan and they have sacrificed for the establishment of it. And those people who are now bent upon breaking it and creating disorder, and they are very active nowadays, these people, they have never taken part in the creation of Pakistan and they were not in favor of its creation, its establishment. But now they, in the name of the sympathy of the country, now they have taken this new way of saying that now they are bent upon breaking this country. Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty also take these enemies of Pakistan into grip, and also Allah Almighty protect our country. Ameen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر